Hey, did you see the story about the skunks? That there's an increase in skunks in the Chicago area. As a matter of fact, the city of Chicago itself, the skunks have been sighted in Old Town.
What?
In really? Old Town, of all places.
Uh-oh. And we're sure that that's not just like an old guy?
No, it's
with
the...
like a skunks
have been seen now and smelled. And this, by the way, the reason this is coming up is because it's skunk mating season. And skunks have been in Lincoln Park. Now, you'd assume kind of that, right? I mean, I don't know how they get
sort
there.
Sort of, but I don't see them that much, and you don't hear of many dogs getting sprayed, in the city at least. And that, maybe this will, if there's more this year, then that's a problem.
And now they've been sighted in Old Town. I'm thinking, because what they do is they go, like, Old Town specifically, because of all those old, because it's Old Town, you've got these older buildings that are below grade, where you kind of go down one, because it's where the original streets were, mm-hmm. and they built the streets up around them. So they go and they live in those little, like, below-grade things.
Unleash the rats.
I don't know. Between the rats and the skunks, I don't think... Skunks have no natural enemies except for domesticated dogs. That's an interesting fact.
So then how do they die? Just of old age and getting hit
they
by cars?
They only live to be three.
They have a
short life expectancy, which is something they should have told Pepe Le Pew because he was in syndication for about 30 years.
Worked out well for him.
Yes, it did.
But if you've ever had a dog sprayed by a skunk, and I have in Wisconsin, that is the worst thing ever. And they always say that there's all these ways to take care of it and make sure that, you know, to not have it smell so bad, tomato juice and other things and these concoctions. And it's awful. It's quite awful. It's not, I mean, if you have these skunks running around in Old Town,
does the
a lot
dog
of dogs,
feel bad about itself after that?
I think they have a strong sense of smell.
My dogs have been sprayed multiple times. They feel shame, no question.
Like, what did I do?
Their tails between their legs.
That was not a good idea.
They come back, like, with their head down, tail between their leg, like, just trying to get in the house. But you're like, you're going to stay out there, buddy.
It's the worst smell.
We're going to wash you down. It's horrific.
I mean,
and then right when they get sprayed, it's a different set of scent. And then you're driving around, and you can just kind of smell it mm-hmm. in the area. When you get that direct hit, I mean, it is awful. It burns your own eyes. From a distance, it takes a while to get rid of it.
How did you get rid of it in your case?
There's a whole concoction. You dish the tomato thing's a myth. Doesn't work.
Is it? I tried that on top of seven other things.
Yeah, you mix. It's like a homemade thing of dish soap. I think vinegar's in there. Something weird thing. Just Google.
Ma, what's the concoction for the anti-skunk for the dog?
I need more.
Because Mr. Fluffer's got sprayed again.
Right in the face this time. He doesn't look too good.
Oh, Mr. Fluffers, you can't come in here.
Mr. Fluffers.
Mr. Fluffers had a good run. Couldn't let him back in now. Sorry, Mr. Fluffers. Godspeed. Here's some tomato soup. Do something.
Mom, I need that. They're asking me on the radio.
Oh, hydrogen peroxide, I think. Somebody just texts in that mixed with vinegar. I don't know. It sounds like a makeup.
Hydrogen peroxide and vinegar sounds like something that would
be a homemade bomb.
You're right, actually. It sounds like a science experiment. You don't want to blow up the dog.
Mr. Fluffer's just exploded.
Oh, gosh. Don't say that. It would be horrible. Hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and you're right, a strong liquid soap like dishwashing detergent or doggy detergent.
I blew up the dog.
Ma! There's skunk fur everywhere!
Oh, yuck.
Joanna, you're on WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number if you want to be a part of this mess. Go ahead, Joanna.
I was just going to say the concoction. But
did we get it right?
Was that it?
Did we get it right?
Yeah, I had it happen last Friday morning at 10 after 5.
Where?
I live out in Dundee.
Hmm. That seems more likely,
almost, right?
Yeah, and you learn to make a lot of noise. I, you know, flip the lights off and on and make some noise on the deck and even went down and hung the recycle bag on the fence because it was garbage day. And the next thing I know is woof, and then you smell it.
Oh, see, because what happens is the what's the dog's name?
I have two. I have Lincoln and I have Abraham.
Lincoln and Abraham.
Great names.
Yeah, they're yellow labs, so they're awesome. Aww. Lincoln didn't get squirted. Abraham took a little bit to the snout.
A little bit to the snout. Yeah, just like Abraham Lincoln did, too.
did they get bitten, though, in any way, Joanna? Like, were they bitten?
Too soon.
No, good. That's because that's important, too, the disease part of it all.
Yeah, no.
Do they bite? Do skunks bite too? I thought they just spray and then run away.
No, if the dog gets near them or tries to get a hold of them, they'll bite. Absolutely.
Oh, I don't like the idea of
this. I will say this, a little tip. The vet told us that after a rainstorm is the worst time to let your dogs out. This happened to us. It was a storm. The lights were out. It let the dogs out. And all the skunks feed on grubs that rise to the surface after it rains. So the skunks feed on the grubs. So they're all out and about. So beware after a rainstorm. A little tip. Steve Dale's got nothing on me.
Well, and this is the reason that we're talking about this. This is a big story today. The Tribune story is that it's mating season. And they have a short throw of a mating season. Well, when a date goes bad between two skunks, man, that's got to be bad. That's got to be bad.
Don't be around for that.
Right? That's sort of like, oh, wow. That's that. Oh, really? Seriously? You're going to do that to me right here? Really? I don't know. All right. You say hello to Lincoln and Abraham for us.
Will do.
All right. Oh, thank you.
I hope the odor's gone away.
Lincoln and Abraham. I like that.
I do, too.
It's very Illinois-ish. All right.
They say that Fresh Wave also helps. That spray.
Damn right it does.
Oh, yeah. Well, fine sponsor. Mm-hmm. That's true. Oh, well, that's great.
We get the bell for that?
Yes.
That's what I was waiting for. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. That is, well, if Fresh Wave works or whatever this concoction is that...
Hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and detergent. Mixed the wrong way with the wrong percentages could be a problem.
Equal parts.
It's actually not. But
when Creepy Uncle goes to the hardware store and asks for all of those, those things
we've
together.
Got a problem here.
Right, exactly. It's like
a timer.
Next thing you know, right. Exactly.
What are you building here, man?
And they're like, stay right here, sir. And the guy goes in the back and he puts his hand over the phone while he's calling. I think we're right now. There's a very creepy guy. He's trying to buy baking soda and hydrogen peroxide and a timer.
This could be a problem. No, it's for his dog.
Austin wants wood chips, too. I think that's for shrapnel.
All right. Rose, you are on WGN. Go ahead, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This is actually not a dog. It's my uncle who got sprayed.
Oh.
But he was a priest, and he worked in a hospital, so he had to go give last rites to a patient, and the patient's family had to politely kick him out of the room because the smell was so horrible.
Oh my goodness. My gosh.
I don't know how he got the smell out, though.
I wonder that if, because he's dressed in black and white, if the skunk got confused.
Was it mating season at the time?
It was like mating season. It's like, hey, look at the size of that one. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on!
No, he did not give us any details.
Yeah, it was some weird. So, like the skunk, it's a case of skunk mistaken identity. It's like, no. All right, I'm wrong. I gotta spray him. Guy, I got too close.
Oh my God, I did not think about that.
It's like all bad. You're a tall one. Oh no, you're not.
You
all right.
Hear that too often, though, do you? The people don't seem to get sprayed.
Oh, all right, Rose, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
But
thank
I like
you.
That. Make a lot of noise and shine this bright light because. You wouldn't want to get sprayed, and your dog doesn't want to get sprayed.
All
either.
Right. Well, that's just good luck. We're doing this is a public service that we just did right here.
Hope it helps.
Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.